This is Nursing in America. This is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream. Today, you'll hear about the requirements necessary to apply for an EB3 green card as a registered nurse. Denise shares this valuable information in today's episode.
So we definitely need the nurse to have completed their nursing degree. They have to, at some point in time, complete the NCLEX. They don't have to complete it for purposes of filing the petition, but at some point in time, they have to complete NCLEX, and they have to have a visa screen by the time they go to their interview. But in the meantime, the documentation that we basically need in order to be able to file the petition is their academic credentials, their diploma, their biographic information, their passport information. They should all make sure that their passports are current, not wait until the very end to be updating their passports. They should all make sure that they're one of the main issues that we have to address sometimes is that their birth certificates or their documents have the wrong names or need to be corrected. They should make sure to take care of all of that before they initiate a case, just to get the ball rolling, so that when it comes time to go to their interviewer, when it comes time to file their case, they already have everything in order. But bottom line, if for purposes of filing the petition, we need them to have their nursing degree. We need them to be working towards their NCLEX. Again, you don't need the NCLEX to file, but we need you to work toward it. And we need them to be working towards our visa screen.
So as Denise said, of course, you need to be an RN. You need to be a registered nurse. You need to have your qualification from your home country. And you need to have got your license in your home country. If you're a registered nurse and you have your license abroad, your first step is going to be to take the NCLEX exam. The NCLEX is the nursing board exam that all nurses that live and work in the U.S. have to pass. It's not an easy exam. And in fact, I want to let everybody know that Kinetics have a scholarship right now where we are selecting nurses. This is only for selected nurses that are eligible for our scholarship. And there'll be more details to come. So please check out our website and we'll have more details. But the first step for any nurse wanting to come here is to pass the NCLEX exam. If you have already passed the NCLEX exam, please apply to kineticsusa.com/application. And we'd be very happy to speak to you about literally almost thousands of jobs that we have right now throughout the US. There might be some nurses who have taken the CGF&S exam. Many years ago, you could only write the NCLEX exam in the US. So many international nurses would take the CGF&S exam, which is kind of like a precursor to the NCLEX, and they would take that in their home country just to see if they think they're going to be able to pass the NCLEX. If they pass, fly to the US and would take the NCLEX here. So technically, you can apply for an EB3 green card with either the NCLEX or the CGF&S exam. These days, because there are NCLEX centers all over the world in different locations, most people will not write the CGF&S exam and will go straight to the NCLEX. So the NCLEX is really your first step. If you were not trained in English, you need to pass the English proficiency exam. And there are two different options. There's the TOEFL and the IELTS. And there are some states that will take the OET, but for the green card purpose, you only have the choice of the TOEFL and the IELTS. Most nurses, I think, seem to feel that the IELTS is a little easier to pass, although both take a lot of work. Also, just to add from the kinetic side, we have an IELTS course that every nurse will get if you are placed through a kinetics employer. And then the visa screen is the document that comes from the CGF&S. And this is a document that is required in order to get the EB3 green card.
If you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and hit the follow button on your podcast player and leave us a review. Thank you for listening.